another week, and the Brothers of Discussion are here once again.
Week four!
That's right. This is Rob T and
Fanboy Dave.
And we're here once again, and we're here to talk all things professional wrestling. We hope you enjoyed last week's episode, because I tell you what, we had a great time talking about DX and NWO, and I got fans' responses, people talking about their, you know, favorites, and I got to be honest, a majority of it was all DX.
Smart people.
Yeah, there was a lot of love for NWO, though. A lot of love for NWO. And then some random guy brought up Jimmy Snuka, and I don't know what that was about.
Superfly.
But that's a whole other story. Anyway, we are back. This is our, what are we at, number four on episodes now?
Did you not hear what I said? I said
Yeah, you did say that. That's right, week four. You're keeping count. That's good. That's good. How was your week, Fanboy Dave? How'd you enjoy your product that you focus on?
Only? Well, I love my product.
Yeah. WWE. And were you satisfied at your product, at the product that you watched?
Well, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Cool.
So we'll talk about in depth of all the shows.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was definitely a good week of pro wrestling. What I want to talk about today is, and this is where I think Fanboy Dave and I are going to get into a little bit of a debate here, because
which I'm going to win.
Say, well, just it's up to the people, really. And let's be fair. When we get to talking about AEW, you don't have a leg to stand on because you don't watch the product.
So?
You've got nothing to say about it. I mean, you'll still say something about it, I'm sure, but
yeah, but I don't watch it because I don't think it's going to be entertaining, okay. So why waste my time?
Nah, okay, all right. Well, then again, that's your opinion. But let's talk. So here's the thing. You and I, as we said at the very beginning of doing this podcast, we talked about it in Origins. We've been watching professional wrestling since we were kids.
That's correct. Know?
And, of course, I'm 5 years older than you. I've been watching a lot longer, of course. I've been exposed to more than just WWE. You have, too, but you gravitated more towards WWE. And so professional wrestling is a product. So here's the thing I want to put out there. For those of y'all that like to hate on pro wrestling, always talking about that F word that we dare not say on this show because we just do not believe in that word.
It's like a cuss word.
Exactly. And the thing is like, you've got to understand, with professional wrestling, it's like watching your favorite movie. It's just, it's live action. It's happening in real time. And it's, you know, it's entertaining. I mean, that's the whole reason why people get drawn into it. Just like the reason people get drawn into theater. Just like, you know, the reason.
Poetry.
People go to Ren Fairs and stuff like that. And because they get pulled in by that kind of, you know, entertainment. So it's just another form of entertainment. But here's the thing. We go back to the old days. I started watching professional wrestling right at the 80s, like when I was 5 years old. But when you go back farther than that, in the 70s and 60s and things like that, they had something that was called kayfabe, okay? It was an old carny term that just basically meant that if you're putting on a show and you're basically projecting this form of reality in this show to people, you don't break the image. You don't. It's like a magician. A magician doesn't tell you how the magic trick works.
He's always on.
Right, exactly. And that's what kayfabe was. You always were your character. So if you had, you know, the feud between Ric Flair and Ricky Steamboat back in the late 70s, you know, you weren't going to see Ricky Steamboat and Ric Flair driving in a car to the next town. In fact, there's a story, and I think I mentioned in one of the podcasts, where they ran into each other at a small store in the one of the towns that they were going through, and Ricky Steamboat went into the store, confronted Ric Flair, and basically threatened him in front of everybody.
You got to sell it.
Exactly. And so that was the whole thing. Back then, it was bad guys versus good guys, and it still is, but it meant a lot more. And that's why a lot of people thought wrestling was, quote-unquote, real. You know, it's still real to me, damn it.
I wonder how that guy's doing.
I don't know. So
YouTube that. People,
yeah,
YouTube that.
Yeah. So that in itself was what drew a lot of people to professional wrestling. Okay, and back then, of course, you had no internet. You had magazines, but you didn't really have very many dirt sheets. So there wasn't a lot of behind the scenes stuff. The behind the scenes stuff didn't start happening until the 90s, And kayfabe, arguments can be made about kayfabe dying and whatnot, but a lot of people will take that back to the curtain call, which, if you don't know what that is, Google it, you know, look for it on YouTube.
We've talked a little bit about it on the show.
Yeah, yeah. So basically, you had Shawn Michaels, Razor Ramon, Diesel, and Triple H all in the ring together at the end of a house show at Madison Square Garden. This was the last house show they were going to do with Diesel and with Razor Ramon, because at this point they were going to WCW. And what happened was, right there in front of everybody, they hugged each other, and that was just a no-no because...
Which they didn't know that those fans
were recording,
snuck in a camera,
right,
to record.
Right. And that was a big no-no because at the time, Shawn Michaels was a good guy, Triple H was a bad guy, and that's how you portrayed yourself. So, reason why I'm bringing all this up is because the product now is very different. There's great wrestling that happens on TV, there's no doubt, but in the age of social media, you have WWE talent, not just WWE, you have professional wrestlers as a whole.
Well, it's just hard to keep anything a secret.
Exactly.
If someone's
exactly
coming to WWE, haven't been there for a while, like I remember the WrestleMania where the Hardys came, and I did say a cuss word, but I'm not going to say it here. But I was like, what the?
Right.
They just came out, because nobody was expecting that.
Right, right, right. Well, see, so now here's my argument, or not my argument, my point. My point and the question I want to ask you, right? I think, here's the thing. I think it's great when the talent, when the superstars, right? WWE, they're superstars, but the talent as a whole. I think it's great when they interact with the fans. That's an awesome thing with social media, dude. I mean, I geeked out like a crazy fanboy myself when Mark Hamill tweeted or retweeted something that I had put on Twitter. Mark Hamill is Luke Skywalker.
Yes, yeah. I know. He does the Joker's voice in Batman. Okay. I know
so
who he is.
Being the big Star Wars geek that I am.
Big geek.
Yeah, I lost my crap, dude.
Did you want to be like, Luke Arati, I'm your father.
He's older than me. So... I think it's great that the fan interaction is there, but here's my question to you. Do you think that if this talent is going to be doing that on social media, shouldn't they stay in character, or should they be their real selves? What do you think?
I think it'd be hard to stay in character all the time because then the lines are blurred, and then reality from... Your job is like with you or me, you know, we go to our jobs. I don't think I'd want to be my person I am at my job 24/7, 7 days a week.
Yeah, but see, our jobs, it's not comparing apples to apples here. Because think about it. I mean, you got somebody like Seth Rollins that goes, you know, on Twitter and he'll talk about how he loves being a father. And that's great. That's awesome, right? And then, but then here you are as a fan, right? Seth Rollins is supposed to be a heel right now.
Yes, he's a heel.
Right, okay.
On SmackDown.
Catch the verbiage here. Supposed to be. And the reason why I say it like that is simply this. When Seth Rollins goes and tweets about the joys of fatherhood or about the joys of having a family, which is great, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying anything bad about that. But how am I supposed to go and tune into SmackDown and even have an inkling of hate towards him when I just got through reading a tweet about how he loves his baby girl?
Well, he can love his baby girl and still be a heel.
Can you, though?
Yeah.
I mean, here's my point, and I'm going to take this to the place you don't like, because you don't like AEW. You think that they're, you know, below that. And I'm not saying they're not, right? I'm just saying they deserve to be in the conversation, and here's why. You got a character, a talent on AEW by the name of Maxwell Jacob Friedman. MJF is what they call him.
Yeah, you told me about him before.
Right. Very braggadocious.
I think he was on the Rosie O'Donnell show as a kid.
Was he?
Did you not know that about what JMF?
MJF.
Oh, yeah. Go look it up. It made me
laugh.
I'll
have to look it up.
He was singing. I'll do it during the break. You are my sunshine, like an opera voice.
Really?
And I'm just like, All right, and this guy's supposed to be a heel? Like, yeah, go look on the internet. You'll get a laugh out of it.
I'll check it out. So MJF, he's the only guy that I see right now in the business as a whole that embraces the character, who he is, and no matter where he goes, that's who you get.
Maybe he's just a douchebag person.
And it could be. You know what I'm saying? It very well could be. But my point is this. When you blur that line between reality and fantasy, especially in the world of professional wrestling, it's going to draw you in more. Because I'm going to be real with you. And I'm not the only one that feels this way. If you really take an honest look at the landscape right now out there, as far as fans go, there are tons of fans right now that hate the WWE product. The only thing, in my opinion, the only thing WWE has going for it right now is the Roman Reigns storyline.
What are you talking about? Bobby Lashley's a great story. The Almighty on Monday Night Raw.
I will give you that. That's been a good story, especially lately what they're doing with Kofi Kingston. They've been doing a good job there.
Yeah,
we'll
talk about that, you know, because... Did you catch Monday Night Raw this past week?
I did.
I mean, not to say anything bad against the New Day, because the New Day's funny, but maybe a little bit what MVP was saying, you know, not having Xavier Woods there. I mean, Kofi, that passion, that fire, that promo he cut.
Right.
I mean, it's like Kofi, to me, has a legitimate shot to be the Almighty,
right.
Bobby Lashley.
Right.
You know, because he's not, like, in the words of MVP, he's not... You know, throwing pancakes or, you
right,
know,
right.
twerking or whatever. Like, he's serious. Like, he's like, I'm going to take that title away.
Right. And but see, right there what you're saying, you are very well illustrating my point. There is a level of realism in the promos that they both cut. You got to admit, MVP, like, cut to the bone with what he said by throwing it in Kofi's face about the, you know, playing around that he does, that he doesn't take crap seriously, right? And then Kofi came right back with his promo, and it came from a real place. That's the kind of stuff that pulls you in, right? That's the kind of stuff that really draws you into the story, that really gets you invested. So I 100% agree with you about that storyline right now in WWE, and that's one of the things on Raw.
Yeah, but Kofi's probably nice on Twitter and all that other stuff.
Yeah, I get it. I get that. But what I'm saying is like Kofi's a face. He can be that way. Right?
Yes.
And I can't say anything about Lashley because I haven't seen him really post anything on social media. The only example I gave on Seth is because of things he said in the past.
Well, he just got married to Becky Lynch. I think they just announced it today. So congratulations.
Congratulations, Seth. Becky Lynch. And Becky Lynch, yeah. When I go back to what I was saying, you prove my point because that story draws you in because there is some realism in that, right? And that, I believe, is what WWE is lacking as a whole. They also don't know how to use their talent, bro.
What are you talking about? Matt Riddle was funny, but still he was serious on Monday night.
Okay, you know, then explain to me this. Shayna Baszler. Let me throw that out there. Shayna Baszler. What the hell are they doing with Shayna Baszler?
Hey, Alexa Bliss has got some kind of power. You know? The doll's on timeout. So, you know. Oh, my God. Why is her name... Can't think of her
Lily.
Name. Lily, thank you. You know, me and dolls. I don't like dolls. But, yeah, Lily's on timeout. But, yeah, the amazing thing with that and how Nikki Cross is a superhero now. And
okay, but see, you're not getting what I'm saying.
Yeah, Shayna Baszler is cool and everything. And I think she's
it's not that she's cool.
She's this, the woman versus Samoa Joe.
Yeah. So why aren't they utilizing her in that way? When she was in NXT, you couldn't beat her, right? Nobody could beat her. She was a legit, you know, shoot fighter. She came from the world of the MMA. Everybody knows her story. They know that she's legit and all that other stuff. And
yes,
man,
she's part of the four horsemen.
The four horsemen, exactly. So, I mean, she has a very, how can I say it? Like, her resume is legit. Right?
She has MMA background.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
So what I'm saying is WWE apparently does not know how to utilize what they have right in front of them. What they should have done, in my opinion, when they brought her to the quote unquote main roster, right? Because she comes up to Raw or whatever. When they brought her in, they should have, like you said, they should have treated her like a Samoa Joe. She should have came in. What did she do when she came in? Who did she attack? And how did she attack? What the hell? Is she a vampire now?
No.
She freaking bites Becky Lynch on the neck.
Well, because Becky Lynch is the man.
But that's not my point. My point is they go and take it into a ridiculous storyline.
What are you talking about?
They did the same thing with Asuka.
What are you talking about? Shayna Baszler had the long title reign with the tag titles with Nia Jax.
Oh, don't even get me started on how much of a joke that is. Really? The same match week after week for how many months?
Hey, they're dominant.
My point is simply this, man. Number one, Shayna doesn't need to be teamed up with anyone. She's a legit badass just on her own, right? And WWE does this every single time whenever a talent comes in from NXT. Bottom line is, Triple H and Shawn Michaels know how to use talent. Apparently, Vince McMahon doesn't.
You're crazy.
I mean, come on. You've been watching NXT. NXT last night was awesome. We're recording on a Wednesday. That's why I said that. NXT last night was awesome.
Yeah. I'm not going to give no spoilers, but yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. I'm not either. But I'm just saying, awesome show. Look at the difference, though. I think from bell to bell, NXT had me on the edge of my seat.
What are you talking about? Matt Riddle came from NXT, and he did good down there, and he's doing great on Monday Night Raw.
Right now, he's the exception. But even
but you just said Vince doesn't know how to use talent.
If you look at it from the grand scheme of things, from one person, come on, you're talking about one person. He has not utilized Asuka at all the way she should have been utilized.
Are you kidding me? She was undefeated for a long time.
In NXT.
No, and then she was undefeated until Charlotte Flair beat her at WrestleMania, but she won the women's first Royal Rumble.
Right.
So how are you saying that Vince doesn't know how to utilize? Asuka was undefeated for a long time.
But the matches, they had her in, were jokes, man.
No, they weren't.
Straight jokes. Straight jokes. Dude. Anytime they had her in, I mean, who did you see most? When Asuka was in the prime of her championship, you never really saw her defending her title. All you saw were the feuds between Bayley and Sasha or Sasha and Charlotte. Don't get me wrong. Those were great stories, all of them. But they weren't even champion most of the time. They did have championship reigns, you know, in there, sprinkled in. But even now, Asuka is not utilized the way she should be. Now, granted, I get it. It probably has got a lot to do with the language barrier, for sure. But then, same thing, Shinsuke Nakamura. Shinsuke Nakamura is awesome. He's starting to be used more now.
He just beat Baron Corbin on SmackDown to be the king.
But how long did it take for him to finally get a push?
Well, because he was with Cesaro for a while.
And before that, I mean, he should have had the push as soon as he came in from NXT.
He did. Don't remember song. Oh,
how long did it last?
A good while.
No, it didn't.
It lasted a good while. Yeah, he fought for the WWE title against AJ Styles.
He won a Royal Rumble, right?
Yes.
And then he should have been pushed to the moon, man. And he really wasn't. Why is that? This happens all the time with WWE, man. Every single time.
Getting a WWE title shot, that's real good.
No, I know that it's good, but they have done...
Intercontinental champion, Shinsuke Nakamura, he was Intercontinental champion.
Right, but then he's not even really focused in the show that much. It's always something else, even if he has a belt.
Championship. It's not a belt.
Whatever. Same thing.
No, belt's what you put your pants on.
So when he had the championship
title.
Even when he had the championship. I can't, for the life of me, say specifically what pay-per-view it was. But I know there was a pay-per-view that he was, I believe, Intercontinental Champion. It was either Intercontinental Champion or U.S. Champion. And he was on the damn pre-show. I mean, come on. The pre-show. Really? That's my point. You know,
the U.S. title.
It doesn't matter. He's still considered a champion. So why isn't he utilized as such? So that's basically my point. I can go on with other examples as well. Nikki Cross.
She's awesome now.
She's making this gimmick work. I will give that to her. But for the longest time...
Well, she was the only girl in Sanity. And, you know... Being with there with Eric Young,
Killian Dane.
Yes, Killian Dane.
I don't remember the other guy.
Yeah, I don't remember the other guy either. But
then, how long did Sanity last?
Not too long.
Exactly. In NXT, they had a good run, and they were great. They get into the main roster. What happened?
Well, you got to show up, man. You just because you get to the main roster, you think.
But see,
you
that's think the
guys
issue.
That are there are just going to be like, oh, we got new talent coming to the main roster. Like, no.
But see, that's the problem, right? And see, that's the difference with the eras that we're talking about. When you go back to the Attitude Era and now, when these guys came into the main roster, they were raring to go. They just left NXT. But here's the issue. In NXT, you know that Triple H and Shawn Michaels are letting these guys... They're letting the talent be talented. That's one of the things that Bully Ray says a lot. Let the talent be talented. And I feel that in the main roster, they don't do that with these guys. What they do is they say, here's a script, learn it, this is what you're going to say. And they basically get told what to do. It's not like the way it used to be. I don't know the name, right? I know it just happened recently. And I'm not even sure, you may have heard about it, but did you hear about the hiring of a new person on the creative team for Raw?
Yeah, didn't they just let her go already?
Oh, did they? I haven't seen that.
She was a comedian, right?
Right. Did they let her go?
I think they did.
Okay. Well, even if they did let her go, which if they did, that's great. But she had no experience at all in professional wrestling.
Yeah, because sometimes they want to get someone that's outside of the box.
Why? That's my point, man. It's like you're this is professional wrestling. I get it. Vince McMahon doesn't like the old school stuff. He hates that kind of stuff or whatever. And the thing is, though, is that that's what it is. You can't take away from that. It's professional wrestling. And I think Vince McMahon is trying to turn it into, hey, we're making movies, basically. Now, on the flip side of things, AEW. This is a show that you don't watch.
I do not.
And, you know, that's fine. You know, you choose not to watch. You know what I realize right now? I know I'm totally going off subject right now.
You do that a lot.
I do. But you know what I just realized right now?
What?
I didn't turn on my timer. So, oh well. Anyway, we'll go to a break here in a little while. But with AEW, they've got several storylines going on right now.
How do you have several storylines? Don't you just have one show? The reason I can't watch AEW, nor would I want to, I got three shows to watch. Four if you count NXT UK.
Do you watch that?
Sometimes.
I don't.
But I'm just saying, I got Monday Night Raw. Mm-hmm. I got NXT. Mm-hmm. I got Friday Night SmackDown.
Okay.
And after Friday Night SmackDown, I go dancing. So, that's what I do.
So, okay. So, I watch AEW. So, I'm just going
to... one show, right?
Huh?
With like one show?
Yeah. AEW Dynamite. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, granted, lately, it's been on different days because of the whole NBA thing.
Oh. Say that again?
What?
What'd
it's been on different days.
Because why?
Because of the NBA.
So, something more popular than AEW is bumping them.
I wouldn't say they're more popular.
Oh, I would say that the big wigs at TNT and TBS are going to be like, we're putting on the NBA because it's playoffs.
Well, of course. Of course. They used to do the same thing with Nitro. Ooh. Or not Nitro, Thunder.
Oh. I don't think they do that with WWE.
Well, of course not, because WWE is on USA.
Well, I'm just saying. Yeah, see?
What does that mean? What are you trying to say?
That means that they're not going to move a bump of product that's really, really good for another product.
Well, see, here's the thing. You keep going to that, and I have never, ever even made a comment about saying that AEW was better than WWE. I've never said that.
They're not.
But I never said that is my point.
Because you know it's truth.
That's no, it's not saying. Even that. It's not that. WWE is the top of the mountain. And I don't care what company you are, you're not going to topple over the king in a year.
Never.
AEW has been in business, well, I think they're going on 2 years now, but that doesn't make a difference. It's just not going to happen. You know what I'm saying? So I want to make that clear right now. I'm not saying AEW is better than WWE by any means. WWE is the bigger company. They are the big dogs. You cannot defeat the big dogs. All right. I'm just going to throw that out there. Now, what I'm saying is at times, AEW puts on a better product than WWE.
You're talking about all three shows.
You would put Dynamite
go head to head against Monday Night Raw.
Yeah.
On Friday Night SmackDown.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. I would love to see that.
Yeah.
You would see the ratings still for Monday Night Raw.
Why is NXT on Tuesdays and not Wednesdays?
I don't know. I don't work for the U.S. company, USA company.
You know why?
Because they wanted to move it. I don't know.
They wanted to move it because they were getting their butts kicked on Wednesday by AEW. Bottom line.
Well, okay.
Bottom line.
Well, if that's true, if AEW did do that,
right?
Come on, come, put your big boy pants on and go ahead and end with Raw or
who knows?
SmackDown.
They might do that. Nah. Tony Khan might decide to do that. I don't know. The bottom line, like I said before, is that they've only been around for 2 years now. Okay, but here's the thing: Tony Khan allows his talent to be who they are, and this is the awesome thing about it, man. You'll have wrestlers that'll come out and they'll cut their promo and they will knock it out the park. But you also have wrestlers that come out and cut their promo and fail miserably. But you've got to let the talent do that.
So who's your top stars in AEW?
In AEW right now?
Yeah, like.
So the champion right now for AEW, and he is a top star, would be Kenny Omega.
Oh, isn't he like a VPI or EVP of the company? Oh, so I could just pencil myself in because I'm one of the prime persons that makes decisions for AEW.
What's your point?
That's lame. He's got power, so he can do that.
Triple H did the same thing.
You're crazy.
He had power. He had power a long time ago, and he was still in the top storylines.
He was the top storylines.
But do you take away from his talent?
No, you don't.
Of course not, right? It's the same thing with Kenny Omega. Yeah, that may be the case, but he rises to the occasion. He is entertaining on television.
You'll have tag team champions over there?
Yes.
Who are they?
Trying to remember. Who the tag team champion? Give me a minute. I'll remember. They have tag team titles. They have a TNT title.
A TNT title?
Like yeah, it would be like the equivalent of like the television title from back in the day, right? Or like the Intercontinental title for...
So the TNT title for TNT, the network?
Right.
Oh.
Right. So, and the TNT champion is Miro, formerly Rusev.
Rusev. I like Rusev.
Yeah, he's...
I'm still not going to watch.
He's taking a weird gimmick, though. He's... You got to see it. It's hilarious.
I'm not going
to
see it.
He comes and cuts a promo and he says, first, I'd like to thank God because giving me the strength and being my personal savior and for Jesus giving me the strength to be his best champion. That's what he's doing right now. So it's kind of weird. But anyway.
So no more Rusev crush?
He still does that, but he doesn't say crush. But he still does the move. Okay. Oh. So some of the other top stars you had asked me about. Darby Allin right now is one of the top. He's kind of this generation's Jeff Hardy. So he's also like mysterious. He paints half of his face. And right now
so he's like Sting?
Well, right now he's kind of like partnered with Sting. Like Sting, because Sting is an AEW. Sting is basically being like a mentor to him. That's part of a storyline that they've been doing. So Darby Allin, then you got a guy named Orange Cassidy, who at first, I'll be honest, I didn't like him because his gimmick is he goes around acting like he doesn't care, right? Even Chris Jericho comes out and says that he didn't like him at the beginning either because he felt he didn't take the business seriously, right? But then people love him. He's entertaining. The gimmick works. He's now one of the top stars, okay? Then you got Jack Perry, otherwise known as Jungle Boy.
Oh, Jungle Boy.
He just had a match.
That's the guy with Baloo, right?
No, that's not the guy with Baloo.
Jungle
that's
Boy.
That's the guy with Luchasaurus. he just had a match this past Saturday that was a phenomenal match with Kenny Omega for the championship. All right? He lost, but he got over.
You know who could be Kenny Omega right now? And I'd bet $1 million on it. Adam Cole, baby.
I think they've wrestled in the past.
I'm sure Adam Cole beat him.
I don't know. I'd have to look.
I'm just saying.
So my point is that right now AEW does have a lot of stars. Now, granted, if you've been watching WWE this whole time, you're going to turn on, if you turn on AEW, yeah, there's going to be a lot of guys in there that you don't know. But that's the whole point of what I'm talking about. AEW is hanging on to that old school formula because they are grabbing the audience with good storytelling, with good character development. They're introducing characters to you, and then you get to learn who they are as you see them every week. And it's the character, the talent's opportunity to let themselves shine or fall flat on their face. And it's working. It's not consistent because it's still a brand new company. There have been some shows, some Dynamite episodes that have sucked, right? But
no, I don't know a particular.
Yeah, I know. But the bottom line is like I said, they're shooting their shot, and a lot of them are going in. And it's because they're holding on to that formula that I'm talking about. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about the importance of character development, all right? I want us to take maybe some of the characters we have right now in WWE. And
Charlotte Flair. Woo!
Let's talk about it. Let's go in there and kind of...
ever.
Let's go in and Charlotte will be one of the ones we talk about when we come back. Let's kind of dissect it and kind of get into it a little bit, all right? See some of the pros and cons just to kind of get that point out there. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsor. Fellas, I know how it is. Your hair and beard are looking rough and you need to get it taken care of right away. The problem is, where do you go? Say no more, because I have the perfect place for you. At Hanley's Good Time and Barbershop, you'll get that fresh cut and trim by well-trained professionals who know just how to get what you want, a man's cut and a man's trim. Dallas and Jawan will hook you up with your tailor-to-you cut and beard trim, along with a straight razor shave and a relaxing hot towel treatment. These fellas will give you that old-school treatment where you sit back, relax, and unwind while you get back to looking like a gentleman should. When you walk in the door, talk to old Dow and let him know that the Brothers of Discussion sent you, and he'll offer you a complimentary cold one or a shot of whiskey. Stop by 322 West Hopkins Street in San Marcos, Texas, or you can go online and make your appointment today at hanleysbarbershop.com. Hanley's Good Time and Barbershop, where good times and good vibes make for a great look. And we're back, and we are back, I think, at a good time, because Fanboy Dave over here is still talking crap about MJF. I don't care what he did in the past. I don't care that he was some stupid little kid singing an opera song. That doesn't make a bit of difference. It's just he was trying to get into show business. That's all. The bottom line is now he's the top heel in the business. Now, yes, I said in here. The business. Bro. The
business.
He is... the same guy, no matter where he goes. If you were to go to an autograph signing with him, he'd flip you off and tell you, you know, you're a dick or whatever. Sorry.
PG, man.
He would tell you that because that's just... I bet just,
you wouldn't say that to the almighty Bobby Lashley.
I bet you he would.
Bobby Lashley would whoop him.
That's my point. It doesn't matter if he'd whoop him or not. He would still do it because that's... who he is. That's his character.
Bobby Lashley make him tap out.
Maybe. Maybe not. I don't know.
And take that bubblegum championship and throw it in the trash.
You're still not getting my point here. I'm not here debating on whether or not Bobby Lashley can take on everybody in AEW. In a shoot fight, he was an MMA guy. A shoot fight, he probably could. But if I'm being honest, in a shoot fight, in a real fight, he'd have a hard time with freaking... what's his name now? Jack Swagger, basically.
We the People.
Yeah, he's in AEW, and he's also an MMA fighter.
I've seen some of his fights.
Yeah.
But MMA fights, let's make that clear.
Yeah, exactly. But you're over here spouting out at the mouth about Bobby Lashley and how he could take everybody because he's an MMA fighter. I'm telling you right now, you could say the same thing about Jack Swagger, who is in AEW. And it sucks that I don't know what his name is now.
He went to Oklahoma too.
I know.
And OU sucks.
Jake Hager. That's what it is. That's the name he goes by. Jake Hager. Okay. So, yeah, that's fine. If you were to go and take each talent, I am not arguing the fact you mentioned Charlotte Flair before we went to break. I am not arguing the fact that Charlotte Flair is probably the best women's wrestler.
She's good on the mic.
I know she is.
Did you not see the match?
I know she is.
Her, Natalya, and...
Bro, I'm not taking that away from her. I'm not saying she's not. I'm saying hands down, yeah, you're right. She is probably the best, pound for pound, on the mic, in the ring, right now in the business. My point is, you cannot... leave AEW talent out of the conversation because they're telling good stories.
I can't because I don't watch it.
Right. And that right there in itself is an injustice. Because if you're going to be on this show.
No, I'm just saying, if my head doesn't itch, I don't scratch it. And if I don't hear a tune, I'm not going to dance.
Okay, Coach Boone.
I know. I'm glad you know what the movie is from.
Okay, Coach Boone, but the bottom line is this. If you're going to be on this show and talk pro wrestling, right, you still don't have a leg to stand on to talk smack about AEW because you have not watched a single episode.
I could just talk to you about it.
It's all not I need the same to know. Thing. It's not the same thing. I'm not, and that's the thing, and that's one of the, I guess, arguments.
I don't even watch soccer.
Nah, I can't stand soccer. Soccer sucks.
Do you watch soccer?
No.
Exactly.
No.
AWCW sucks. I'm not going to watch it.
Did you watch XFL?
Well, yeah, because it was a WWE product.
It doesn't matter. It's not the NFL.
It doesn't matter. It's a WWE product. Vince McMahon was in charge of it, and I'm just so glad that it's coming back with new ownership.
Yeah, Rock. I am too. And the bottom line is this, though. I mean, it's the same sport. Right?
I watch college football.
Exactly. Exactly.
But I don't watch college wrestling.
Yeah, but that's not really what we watch. Pro wrestling's different. Pro wrestling. So, like, back in the day when there was WWE and WCW, right? Me personally, I'm just saying this for myself. I always kind of looked at WCW as, like, the college league. That's just me. And honestly, there can be an argument made about the same thing with AEW.
That they're the Bush League?
That they're the college league of professional wrestling. But
college, you can't, or like our Division II, Division III, Division IV? What are we talking about? Not the, Division I, right?
The Division High one. Yeah, that
Division
one.
Division I?
Yeah,
that one. Maybe Division II.
The point is there is a lot of time. Now, here's the other thing. You got people that WWE let go that are going to AEW.
I understand.
And then
they have to make a living.
Right, right. So here's, but then here's my point too. If you've got love for the business like you say you do, or for WWE or whatever, I mean, where's the support for these wrestlers like Rusev that are now in another promotion?
Well, I hope he does good, you know, but I'm not going to watch it.
Why not? I mean, he's still taking what he had in WWE somewhere else. It's still the same talent. He's just allowed to be more talented to actually use what he has. And I'm telling you right now, he's shining more now than he did in WWE. He is more entertaining now than I ever saw him in WWE.
We're talking about Rusev Day was amazing.
Rusev Day was amazing.
When it was in WWE. That was,
and that was the most entertaining he got in WWE. And then what happened?
Well, they changed it.
Who changed it?
I don't know who changed it.
Did Rusev change it?
Maybe Vince.
That, exactly my point. Exactly. That's what I mean by him mishandling talent. Whereas in AEW right now, they're letting him run with the character he's chosen to be. And it's working. Okay? So that's my point. Here's the thing. We were talking about before break about the whole storytelling thing. Character development. In WWE, unfortunately, there is not a lot of character development that seems to be happening. Okay? Yes, there's a lot of stars that we know of because we've seen, you know, Bayley, Sasha Banks, Charlotte Flair. We've seen them coming up and everything.
But yeah, we also, like I told you, Mandy Rose is a lot better.
She is.
So is Dana Brooke.
Right.
I mean, they're a good tag team.
They are a good tag team. Division. They are a good tag team. Now, I will give you this too as well, because when you say Dana Brooke, it brings up a very good example. Dana Brooke's been in WWE for a few years now.
Yeah, she was terrible.
Exactly.
Terrible.
So a lot of this does have to do with the performer, right? But at the end of the day, WWE, in my opinion, still mishandles some talent. Samoa Joe's a great example.
He can't wrestle because he's not cleared.
I get that he's hurt, but I'm talking about in the past.
Because the WWE cares about superstars. Do we need to talk about, and don't tell me how I know this,
okay,
but yeah, through the internet. Wasn't Matt Hardy in the ring and he hit his head and they should have stopped the match, but they continued it? That tells me that AEWCW does not care about the wrestler because he probably had a concussion. He probably shouldn't have wrestled. The WWE is not going to let you wrestle unless their doctors clear you, no matter how big of a star you are.
Okay, so you're saying that Matt Hardy had a match in AEW where he hit his head and then they kept going?
Yeah, and they should have stopped the match.
You said WWE.
Oh, my fault.
Yeah.
In AEW.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was on WrestleZone, which I go to WrestleZone to get a lot of my information from.
Right, right.
Good, the website.
I'm trying to remember. Yeah, there was a match that happened. He did, but
there was on a ladder and he fell on a table, hit the concrete or something.
No, he got hit with a chair and he got a concussion. But it was at the end of a match. So the match didn't continue. There technically wasn't even a match.
I need to check it.
I will, because that doesn't ring a bell.
I think they were in the, it was like a backyard brawler segment, and he's climbing up and he hit his head.
I'll have to look. I think I know which one you're talking about. And yeah, I think, okay, yeah, I do know which one you're talking about.
Let me go.
See. It was the Stadium Stampede match, I think. If I'm not mistaken, it was more than one. I don't think it was just Matt Hardy.
I don't know.
Well, anyway, you looked that up. But my point basically is...
Yeah, he's on a crane. I just looked it up. 42 seconds. AEW Matt Hardy injured career.
Say it in the mic.
Oh, sorry about that. AEW Matt Hardy injured. It looks like he's on a crane that goes up when you look at lights and stuff.
Right, right. Yeah, he did get injured. I do remember that.
So that wasn't the end of the match.
See? I'll have to look.
Careless.
I'll have to look.
Careless. By, what's his name? Tony Khan? Is that his name, Tony Khan?
Yes, his name is Tony Khan.
He's a con man. That's why.
No, con man's in the WWE.
No. Hey, Vince gives you, all he promises you, opportunity. You got to do the rest.
But then he cuts you off at the knee. The bottom line is that he's going to let get to the top who he wants to let get to the top.
Are you joking?
No, I'm not joking.
You're joking.
I'm not joking.
Don't you remember WrestleMania 30, Daniel Bryan wasn't supposed to be in the main event?
Right.
And how the Yes Movement
right.
put Daniel Bryan in the main event?
Right.
And was that Vince's or was that the...
No, the people were behind that for sure. But that's just one instance.
That Kofi Mania?
That doesn't happen on the normal.
Kofi Mania?
On the regular. Again.
That's two.
That's still, that does not happen on the regular. If he does not like you, chances are you're not going to go over or you're not going to get over. That's just the bottom line. Again, I can go back to what I said in the first segment. Take some of the talent that's come from NXT and that is now in WWE. They were kicking ass in NXT that you wouldn't mess with in NXT. And you look at them now. They're, dude, what's his name? They just fired him too. The Satanist guy. What's his name?
Oh, Aleister Black.
Yeah. Aleister Black was a beast in NXT. Was amazing. Had one of the best entrances next to The Undertaker, in my opinion. Great entrance. Great persona. Great, everything about him was legit. He gets into the main roster, and what happens?
He wants you to knock at his door.
That's my point exactly. They just took everything away from him. Why? Look at freaking Otis right now.
Otis is legit, bro.
Otis got over for being...
funny.
Yes, for being who he was.
I mean, with Mandy Rose.
And they stripped him down completely, dude. They shaved him, and now...
He's a machine.
They changed the way he talked.
He's a machine. I mean,
but what I'm saying is that old saying that says, if it ain't broke, don't try to fix it. So why does WWE seem to do this every single time when it comes to a performer? Don't get me wrong. It doesn't happen all the time. Take Drew McIntyre, for example. You know, everybody knows the story about Drew McIntyre, right?
17 years.
Right.
To get that WWE title. Right,
exactly, exactly. So
he was in 3MB.
Right. So that's my...
And what did he say?
What?
He said that he understood why they let them go.
Right.
Because I think when he was in 3MB and that, he was... happy just getting a paycheck.
Right.
So him getting fired was the best thing to do because it rekindled the fire.
Exactly. And that's what I'm saying. There's differences in different people. But for the most part, and I keep going back to what I said about the NXT talent, right? It just seems to be the norm. And why do you think some of those NXT talents now don't want to leave? Because they know what's going to happen. Well... let's be real. They don't know. They have a pretty good idea because they've seen what's happened to their predecessors.
Well, just to say that Aleister Black, you like him a lot, and he was okay with me, but
right.
It was budget cuts. It's just one of those things that there's nothing you can do. If you, a business, any business, there has to be budget cuts.
You're just making excuses, man.
I'm not making excuses because where's Samoa Joe at? He got cut. He got released, right? Samoa Joe?
No, he's in NXT.
And NXT's part of what?
It's part of WWE. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying.
But look how they're utilizing him now.
Yeah, but he's probably not on the main roster's payroll. So that's why Samoa Joe. So to say that Aleister Black cannot come back to WWE, we don't know. He could go back to NXT.
He could come back. I'm not saying that he can't. But what I'm saying is The misutilization. So they had him. Who did he attack that before he
Big
got?
Big E. They was doing right. the whole father
They were doing a thing angle. With Big E. And then all of a sudden, just like that. Oh, it was budget cuts. Really? That's a cop-out, man. You had a storyline going. It would have worked if you would have just let it go. But instead, oh, let me just get, you know, whatever the case may
be. Well, he's the ones that did make that cut. That was because apparently we have a con, too. Can't think of his name.
I heard about that.
Yeah. But he's like the CFO or he's.
See, I told you you had a con in WWE.
Yeah, but he's not the fake con. You know?
So, no.
But he was the one that did all those cuts there. So Vince is trusting him to do those.
So let's go to the basics. Let's keep it simple here. I'm gonna ask you a question. You give me your honest answer. All right. Honest answer. Here's the question. Attitude era. Right? Yeah. We both agree that was probably the best era of WWE. Right?
Wrestling period.
Right. Okay. We agree on that. Yes?
Yeah.
Okay. Compare that era to now.
We're PG, sir.
I don't care.
We're PG.
Compare that era to now. What? Which one's going to get more ratings? PG or not? Oof.
Well, I mean, you have different wrestlers, so, I mean, probably the Attitude Era.
Exactly.
But,
exactly. I
mean, as far as merch and everything like that, I mean, the product now, because you'd have John Cena, you'd have, who else, No, Bautista was still there. Yeah. So you have him. You have Daniel Bryan.
Right.
You know, because you know, people like calling him Go Face when he was the heel.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, yeah. I mean, I've always liked the Attitude Era. But
right.
if I thought the product was broken or if I was tired of it, maybe I would switch to AEW, CW. But
see, a lot of people have done that because of that fact. Now, you're diehard WWE. I get it. I got nothing but love for you on that. I'm not saying that that's a bad thing. I still love WWE. I still watch it. It's just not my only love. You know, I love professional wrestling as a whole. And I'm able to step outside of the box and call a spade, which is what I'm doing right now. And right now, WWE is not at its best. It's still kicking everybody's ass, no doubt, because of the fact that they are WWE.
Well, we're about to blow it out of the water come July.
Why?
We're going live, baby. Going back to the fans.
No, I get that. And you know what? You bring up a very good point. I do believe COVID has a lot to do with it. COVID has a lot to do with it. But here's the thing. When that COVID hit, I stopped watching wrestling, period, because it was just too awkward because of the no crowd, right? It was weird. It was
just different.
No, it was weird. It was creepy to me. It was different, yeah.
And then boy, WWE, because they're first in everything, bringing the virtual fans in, phenomenal idea.
It was a good idea. I'm not taking away from that. But AEW was the first one to actually have the talent be the audience. That's and lame. I got to tell you.
That's lame.
No, I got to tell you, it helped.
Just like a lumberjack match.
It doesn't matter. There was a crowd. There was an audience. And because of that, I was able to watch better. I couldn't watch WWE because it just wasn't there. When they started pumping in the crowd noise with the virtual audience, I was then able to watch because then it felt normal.
Don't lie. Again. You know you've been trying to get on to be on.
Actually, I haven't.
No, come on. You know you have.
I haven't because I don't like watching through a computer screen. Our brother's been on.
Oh, yes, he has.
I saw him on that episode of Raw.
He wasn't trying to get on no AEW, CW.
Well, they don't have that. Let me ask you, have you talked to him about other promotions?
No.
I would love to get him on the show, number one.
Oh, we will.
Yeah, but I would love to get his take on it because I personally think he's nothing against you now, but when it comes to this topic, I think he's a little more open-minded than you are.
He might be, but, you know, sometimes people just don't know better.
you have to at least give it a chance.
You know, some people out there think this world is flat, and it's not. But so you have people out there like, oh, AEW is better than WWE. Well, you're wrong, my friend. You're very wrong. Just like those people that think this earth is flat. It's round.
Oh, my God. Yep, Fanboy Dave just went after the flat earthers.
Man.
No, I agree with you on that one, brother. They have compelling arguments, though.
Yeah, just like what you're trying to make for AEW CW. And it just mind-boggling. Like, this guy really believes this, man. Wow.
Listen, all you fans out there that are listening right now, you be the judge. I want some of you right now that are listening, this next week, okay, you'll have to do it with AEW next week by the time you hear this, because it's on a, you know, it's Monday when you're listening to us.
That's right. You know why it's Monday? It's because Monday is my favorite day of the week. You know why Monday is my favorite day of the week? It's because I can watch Monday Night Raw.
So this week I'm challenging you to watch Raw, watch NXT tomorrow, watch AEW now, and then watch SmackDown. And I would love it if you would send us an email. Give us your opinions on the show. Honest opinions. Not that closed-minded bullcrap like Fanboy Dave is spewing right now, because he's just a mark for WWE and nothing else.
Hey, Great American Bash, buddy, coming
that's
up.
That's next week. Yeah, that's right. Next week. Now, here's the thing. Let me ask you this, and this is all WWE, so be honest, okay? You got three shows right now that WWE produces, right?
Yes, Monday Night Raw, NXT, and Friday Night SmackDown.
Which one's the best?
Well, I've always been a Monday Night Raw guy.
I know that, but be honest. Which one is the best?
Well,
right now.
It depends on who you ask, because Monday Night Raw has always been the A show, but when Friday Night SmackDown went to Fox, they moved Michael Cole over there, but so that's supposed to be the A show now. And I'll never call Raw the B show, but, you know, I mean...
That's because you're a mark.
No, it's not a mark. It's just that I do watch Friday Night SmackDown, but if something comes up, I'll DVR Friday Night SmackDown. I do not miss Monday Night Raw. I do not ever miss a Monday Night Raw.
Right.
But I can DVR Friday Night SmackDown.
So you still, with a straight face, will say that right now that Raw is like the best show.
I like Raw. That's my show.
That's the best show.
That's the best show.
You are drinking the Kool-Aid, bro. No. There's no way Raw is the best show.
Man, Randy Raw. Orton.
NXT is the best show right now.
NXT's all right. I mean, Swerve. I mean, what is his... Oh, row, fifth row.
Hit row.
Hit row, yeah. Pit row.
Fifth row, know, death yeah. row.
You know, he showed his teeth. Oh, I can't give a spoiler. Maybe? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he won the North American title and he showed his teeth with his gold teeth.
Yeah, so. they would have seen it by now.
Oh, so. That's right.
Yeah, so. You're good. Yeah, you're good. Don't worry.
I don't know if somebody DVRs it.
Yeah, no, you're good. But they right now, NXT, to be honest with you, dude, you're going to hate me when I say this. I know it. But to be honest with you, the way NXT does their television, the way they do their show, is closest to what AEW does. I'm sorry, it is. It is. The storytelling is compelling. They grab you. With the wrestling is top notch. The athleticism that goes on and everything, top notch in I was about to say AEW, but I'm talking about that. NXT. It's top notch. Gargano, I mean Ciampa, all those guys, awesome. Awesome, awesome. I love watching NXT. Okay.
WWE probably has better announcers too than AEW CW. Wade Barrett. Wade Barrett's good. McAfee? Come on, bro.
Dude, Pat McAfee, right?
Yes, Pat McAfee. Yeah,
Pat McAfee.
Played in the NFL, played for the Indianapolis
Colts.
No,
I know. Pat McAfee is one hell of an announcer, I got to say.
He's a hell of a wrestler, too.
Yes, he is.
Did he ever wrestle for AEWCW? No, what did he wrestle for? WWE NXT, right? That's right.
Ask him, but he watches it.
Does he?
He does.
I have to listen to his podcast. I got a buddy who listens to his podcast.
He does. He came on the Busted Open podcast and he talked about it. He watches it. He watches the product. Hmm. And he didn't say anything bad about it either.
Well, I'm sure he didn't say anything bad about it because you got Mark Henry in there. I mean, if I ever meet Mark Henry, I'm not going to say nothing bad about AEW. Yeah, I'm just talking about his WWE career. I don't want to be the next inductee in the Hall of Pain.
The bottom line, like I'm trying to tell you, man, is, and I think you're hearing me. You're just not wanting to hear me. That's what it is. You want to die on that hill.
I'm going to be like Danny Zuko. Oh, Sandy, stop.
There's probably some people that don't know what the hell you're talking about.
No, who's never seen Grease?
Dude, you'd be surprised. But then again, according to our demographic, yeah, they probably have seen it.
I hope so. It's a good movie.
We got a lot of people in in the 35 age range from what I see. But anyway, so basically, yeah, I go back to what I said here a little while ago. I challenge you right now, you that are listening, watch all the shows this week, okay? Just, and we're just talking about these main ones, right? The WWE shows and AEW.
You're not going to want to miss the Great American Bash.
Yeah, now check this out.
Kyle O'Reilly and Adam Cole.
Now check this out. There are other wrestling shows out there. It's just some of them are a little more hard to get to. NWA is back. Do you know anything about NWA?
I think Mickey James' husband's over there.
Yeah, yeah. She's actually there now, too, I think.
Oh.
Do you know who owns it?
The guy from the Smashing Pumpkins.
Right, Billy Corgan.
Well, just because that's the thing, because I like the Smashing Pumpkins.
Yeah, so you know a little bit then.
I know who
you like
is.
The Smashing Pumpkins?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that. Okay. What other 90s bands do you like?
We're talking wrestling, bro.
I'm just curious.
I'll tell you later.
Just curious. I'm finding out stuff about you.
What were you saying about NWA?
NWA. They are now on, I want to say, Fight TV, and they have a weekly show as well.
I don't think I have that channel.
I don't either. And then there's another one. Well, of course, Impact used to be TNA. They have a weekly show as well. I believe MLW has a weekly show, but for the life of me, I don't know where that one's at either. So there is a lot of good wrestling out there. It's just what you want to watch. But the ones at the top right now, of course, WWE is going to be at the top. They are the big dogs. I mean, they run the show. But AEW is a close second, in my opinion. Now, here's the thing. You were talking about Kyle O'Reilly and Adam Cole,
baby.
Right? I'm looking forward to that match. There's a match going on right now as we speak, because we record this on Wednesdays, that I'm excited to see when I get back home. And that is the match between MJF, which I mentioned here on the show a little while ago, in my opinion, the best heel in the business right now, and Sammy Guevara. Sammy Guevara is a young talent from Houston, Texas, who is phenomenal. His athleticism.
I know that guy's name.
Do you?
Yeah, he's the one that made those remarks about Sasha Banks.
Yeah, many years ago. Many years ago. Like when he was in his teens. So, and you heard about what happened to him, right? Because of that.
He got suspended.
Right.
Sure got fired.
Right. Why?
Just fired.
Why?
I don't know.
How long ago did he say it?
I don't know.
It was years ago. Don't give into this cancel culture, bro. What's wrong with you?
I'm not giving into cancel culture. I'm just joking.
Anyway, he is a phenomenal talent. He is someone that Chris Jericho has taken under his wing. He's learned a lot from Chris Jericho. That's the other thing you got to remember, too. I don't care, you know, how much you mark out for WWE. You cannot take away from the fact that in AEW, you have people like Chris Jericho, Mark Henry, Paul White, formerly Big Show, Dean Malenko, Arn Anderson.
And I'm sure all of them got permission from Vince. I'm sure.
Okay.
But I'm just saying that means that Vince doesn't see him as competition. Go ahead.
Again, you're going back to that whole competition thing. I'm not talking about that. I already told you WWE is at the top of the ladder. It's not about that. What I'm saying is this is where AEW is getting it right. Okay, and in my opinion, this is where WWE drops the ball from time to time. Okay, in AEW, they listen to the veterans. That's how it's supposed to be. Learn from the veterans. And then you take that and you put your spin on it, right? And you give to the business that's given to you. That's how it should be. And I think in AEW, that's exactly what they're doing. And the fact that Tony Khan is giving opportunities to up-and-coming talent that's out there, I think it's phenomenal. You've got wrestlers from here in Texas that are coming on AEW Dark. Just today, I think it was, I mentioned in one of our other shows in the past, and I mentioned to you that I had gone to a live indie show a few weeks back or a month ago or whatever it was.
Did you say it was a lady show?
Yeah, it was an all-female promotion. And I think I told you, right, that I went in there not expecting much because, and I don't mean to sound sexist, but it's just the fact of the matter that I didn't expect much of it because it was an all-female promotion, you know? But to my surprise, they killed it. It was an amazing show, had a wonderful time. I had great seats right in the front row, and Saw a lot of real interesting characters. And one of the ladies that wrestled that night goes by the name of Holly Dead.
Holly Dead.
Holly Dead. And the gimmick looks to be something of like, I don't want to say zombie, but like living dead girl kind of thing. And she has like a skull painted on her face. She had a match with a wrestler by the name of Genocide. And her gimmick is like she's supposed to be like a, kind of like the way John Cena was when he first started, the prototype type thing. It's kind of like that. And they did a false count anywhere match that was off the charts. Amazing match.
Did they get close to you?
Yeah, they did. They did. Holly Dead came on AEW Dark this week. You know, so Tony Khan is giving her a chance. Thunder Rosa is another one. Thunder Rosa has become one of my favorite female wrestlers. She's amazing. She had an unforgettable, pretty much, I don't think it was necessarily a ladder match, but they called it an unsanctioned match with Britt Baker, who is the girlfriend of
Adam Cole, baby. Is she a doctor?
She's a dentist. Dentist. Yeah, like a real, for real life dentist.
I wonder Adam Cole has some nice teeth.
Yeah, she is Britt Baker, DMD. That's what she. That's her thing. Anyway, they put on a great match. Thunder Rosa's from, I think, I want to say she's originally from California, but she lives here in Texas. She actually lives in San Antonio. And great match. I highly recommend anyone going back to YouTube, look it up, find it, watch it. It's awesome. But going back to my point, it's all about the storytelling. It's all about the character development. And all I'm saying is I think that in a lot of instances, WWE does drop the ball when it comes to that. Yes, they are a well-oiled machine. They know how it's done. They know how to do TV way better than AEW because they've done it for so long. But it does not mean that they couldn't improve. So we're going to take another break real quick. And when we come back, we're going to go probably about another 10 more minutes. And we're going to call it a day. But when we come back, we're just going to probably debate a little bit more about this thing. And I want to get more of Fanboy Dave's thoughts on everything. And I'm going to see if I can convince him to agree to watch at least one episode of AEW Dynamite.
Don't hold your breath.
When we get back. We'll be back after these messages. Going on 10 years in the community, Metroflex Gym has been the place for back to basics, no fluff training. At Metroflex, you'll have the resources available to you to reach your fitness goals, whatever they may be. Owners Daniel Haggerty and David Wheat are available and ready to help guide you in the proper direction to get the best results for your health. Want to lose weight, increase stamina, or gain mass? Daniel Haggerty is a licensed trainer with over 25 years experience in nutrition and training and how to get the most out of your workouts. Come by today for a visit at 2101 Clovis Barker Road, San Marcos, Texas, or call to make an appointment for a tour at 512-878-8575. Homegrown in the community and veteran owned, Metroflex Gym is the hardcore training place for a hardcore workout. Call today. All right, and we're back. Hey, listen, everyone, I wanted to just real quick just let you know, if you have a local business in the area and you'd like to, you know, sponsor this show.
You need to tell them where
you're by. Do what now?
You need to tell them where you're by if they're a local business.
Yeah, I'm going to.
I was getting there. My bad.
It's okay. It's all right. Yeah, if you're a local business, I'll go ahead and say it now. In the area, I'm talking like San Marcos, even San Antonio, because we are in Seguin, which is right kind of on the outskirts of San Marcos, San Antonio. We're also close to the Hays County area, which is Kyle. We're a little bit away from Austin, but it could even be Austin. But if you have a small business and you'd like to get some airplay, like an advertisement going for you, you heard a couple of our commercials. We do that. We put those commercials together for our sponsors. And depending on, you know, how the agreement that we work out will determine where your spot is at on the show. So if that's something you'd like to consider, send us an email and let us know, and we'd be more than happy to talk with you. Our email is brosofdiscussion@gmail.com, and we'd love to have you sponsor the show and do a commercial for you. So just wanted to put that out there. But we are back. We've been talking about, you know, I'm not even sure what to title this show just yet, but what I basically been trying to talk about is like what's kind of wrong with the business right now. And yeah, I'll be honest, I do point the finger mainly to WWE, and bottom line is because WWE is the bar, right? That's where everybody tries to aspire to. So when they drop the ball, it's like, for me, it's pretty significant. And again, this is all my opinion. There could be some people out there like Fanboy Dave that don't think WWE's dropped the ball at all.
They haven't. The revenue is amazing.
Yeah, see? And so, and there's others out there that probably feel the same way. But having said that, there are also others out there that agree with what I'm saying, that WWE has dropped the ball significantly. Well, Braun Strowman.
Hey, I miss Braun Strowman. I really do.
Stay in the mic.
I'm sorry about that. That's I miss Braun Strowman. I really do.
Yeah. Go ahead.
But, you know, I mean, I get it, but don't be surprised if he comes back.
I wouldn't be surprised, and I hope he does come back. So, Fanboy Dave, look, I hear what you're saying, and I respect all of your opinions, right, and everything else, but I still go back to what I said before and say you just – your arguments don't hold water when it comes to AEW because of the fact that you haven't seen a show and you refuse to see a show.
That's right.
So when it comes to you talking anything about AEW, it's like dust in the wind.
Well, you know what I can tell you about AEW?
CW? What's that? What's that?
I only know one fan.
One, and who's that? Just me?
You. I don't know any other AEW CW fans. All right, fans.
All right, Million Dollar Man. That was a pretty good laugh, by the way.
I'm just saying, so.
So here's the thing, and I'm putting it out there right now for our audience to hear. I'm challenging you to watch at least one AEW Dynamite episode.
How much you going to pay me, man?
I'm not going to pay you nothing, man. For the sake of the show.
You said in the previous episode it's 2 hours, right?
2 hours long.
Híjole.
WWE Raw is 3 hours.
Which I enjoy every hour. Every month.
Yeah, and it's a chore for me to watch it because sometimes it just sucks that much. So, yeah, I'm challenging you to watch a 2-hour AEW Dynamite show.
How about 5 minutes?
No. How about five minutes? I say you watch a show and you come back and give an honest critique. Not a critique that's jaded, but that's coming out of those WWE glasses that you like to wear all the time. I'm talking about a straight shoot, just, you know, honest critique of what you see.
All right, I'll make you a deal.
Okay, what's the deal?
I will watch an AEW CW episode.
Uh-huh.
If Tony Schiavone's not calling the matches.
Tony Schiavone and Jim Ross.
I mean, Tony Schiavone.
Here's the thing. They're both great announcers. Tony Schiavone was the main voice in WCW.
Well, because that's all they had.
Well, they had Bobby Heenan. Bobby Heenan was good, too.
Well, I think Bobby Heenan was good. But, again, he was from the WWE.
Yeah, I know. But that's
and good old JR.
And that's neither here. Well, good old JR is on AEW now.
He's still WWE, but I don't want to hear him.
So, I'm sorry. I can't say that's a fair deal because Tony Schiavone's on the show, and he is one of the announcers. Come on, man. For the sake of the show, I think our audience would love to hear your opinion after watching an AEW Dynamite show. Because all they've heard you spew on this show is the WWE Kool-Aid. That's it. That's all you've talked about.
Even if I watch a show, I don't think the narrative is going to change.
Oh, okay. Well, that's very possible that it might not. But there's also a possibility that there might be something on that show that you find entertaining.
Probably not. I'd rather watch paint dry on a wall.
Wow.
Than watch AEW.
Wow. Okay.
TV.
Okay. I mean, I'm telling you, Chris Jericho's on there.
Well, if I want to watch Chris Jericho, I'll watch him on Peacock. Right? That's how you say it?
That's how I say it. Peacock!
Yeah. I'll go watch him against Shawn Michaels at WrestleMania 17.
Come on, what's it going to take? One episode. What do we got to do? How do we got to sweeten the pot?
I don't know.
I tell you what, let's do this. I'm reaching out to you now, the audience, all right?
Why don't you make a poll?
We're going to make a poll. How many out there think that Fanboy Dave should watch an episode of AEW Dynamite and then come back that very next week on this show and give an honest take on what he saw.
I think you're going to be surprised that they're going to say no.
No, okay. So we're leaving it up to you, our listeners. Here's what you got to do. You got to go to facebook.com/brothersofdiscussion, all right? Go look us up on Facebook and let us know either on Facebook. I'll put up a poll once we release this show, and it'll ask how many people think Fanboy Dave, putting him on the spot right now, Fanboy Dave should watch an episode of AEW Dynamite and then come back on the show the very next week and give us his take on it.
I'm trusting you people.
We want to hear from you.
Don't let my eyes hurt.
And if they say that you should watch it, you have to watch it.
Well, if the fans say it.
So, deal?
Sure.
All right. You heard it here first. All right, fans? So, all of you that are listening, all of our listeners right now, when I put that up, and if you're listening to this, maybe you don't have a Facebook, that's fine. Email us at brosofdiscussion@gmail.com and send us an email and let us know, should Fanboy Dave watch an episode of AEW, yes or no?
Have you been to a show?
Which, AEW?
Yeah.
Live? No, not yet.
And you call yourself a fan.
Bro, come on. They had COVID hit. How was I going to go to a show?
Hey, you believe in them? If WWE told me, hey, COVID or not, I'm coming. If they got a show, I'm going.
I may go to one now that they're starting to finally let people back in.
Are they going to come back to Texas?
I think they are. Now, I don't think I can go to this next one because I think it's like in the next couple of weeks.
Ooh.
But I'm sure they'll be back. And when they do, hey, don't make me put up a poll about making you go to an AEW show.
I'm not going to no
AEW
show.
Because I'll do it. So we put it out there to you, the fans. This is what we want you to vote on. Let us know if you think Fanboy Dave should go check out an AEW Dynamite. I mean, sorry, watch an AEW Dynamite show on TV. Not go. My bad. Almost did that.
I'm not going. So if they do say I have to watch a show, can I put music on while I'm just looking at
the No, TV? You have to watch the show. With,
I'll watch it.
With announcers. No, because you have to
when
hear.
When I was a kid, I watched Telemundo. I didn't know what they were saying, but I watched them dancing.
No. The same attention you give to WWE, you got to give it to AEW. You got to give them an honest chance. That means you got to hear the promos. You got to hear the announcing, everything. It's a package deal.
If they're talking, I go boring.
No, you got to watch it. That's the deal. You have to do it. So anyway, so we want to thank you everyone for joining us on the Brothers of Discussion.
Good job.
Thank you very much. Brothers of Discussion Pro Wrestling Podcast. Listen, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review us on Apple Podcasts because we are on Apple Podcasts now. When you listen to us, if you like what you hear, give us that 5-star rating. Also, remember, you can find us on Spotify, Google Podcasts, and soon we're going to be on other podcasting platforms. And as soon as they come up, we will let you know. Make sure you check out our official Facebook page at facebook.com/brothersofdiscussion. You'll find us there as well. And also, you will follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Just look for Brothers of Discussion, and you'll find us right there. Make sure you tweet at us. Let us know you listen to the show. You can email us, as I said earlier, at brosofdiscussion@gmail.com with any questions or comments. Hey, this has been a great show. Had a lot of fun. I think this is the most that my brother here and we've gone back and forth. And
fans, please let them know that I don't need to watch AEW. And if you do, if I ever do meet you, we'll go out for a drink.
Don't let me down, fans. Don't let me down, listeners. You gotta vote. Make this fool sit his ass down and watch AEW. You gotta do it. Bro. And you gotta film it too. Just a little snippet, just to show us that you're watching.
We're gonna make a sandwich while it's on. I really am.
Anyway, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Hey, don't forget when you do contact us and you do send us a hello, whether it be email or Facebook. Hey, give us some show ideas. We'd love to hear from you what you want to hear us talk about. Okay. So until next time, this has been Rob T.
Fanboy Dave,
and you've been listening to the Brothers of Discussion Pro Wrestling Podcast.
Woo!